Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome to Wednesday Word. Glory to God. We had a bit of a hiatus. I do apologize for that. Had some things that I had to take care of, amen, for the last couple of weeks, but we are back. And the intention is to be consistent. Glory to God. Amen. We are going to be looking at the Beatitudes for the next few weeks. They're not going to be in a certain order. I'm just going to do them. Do it as the Lord leads me. And today, the one that we are looking at is actually in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. And it is, blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. In the midst of everything that's going on, amen, in society today, all over the globe, as a matter of fact, not just in the United States, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and our lives have dramatically changed from what they were, and everybody is clamoring right now to get back to what it was, to get back to what they consider to be normal, amen. But there are times, amen, that in the midst of our lamenting, in the midst of our mourning, that we need to embrace the position that we are and embrace what God is doing in the midst of it. Not that we should love, amen, the fact that we have lost some things, but we need to embrace where we are. And I know sometimes that's hard. It's really hard when you have suffered a loss. And we can suffer different types of losses. The primary one that we think of when we think of mourning is the loss of someone that we love through death. Someone that we're not going to see again in this life, that is a very profound loss. But there are other losses that feel just as profound to many, because some people, when they lose a person in divorce, when a marriage does not succeed and they have been divorced, they have become, divorced, or the marriage has been there's been a marriage dissolution. I mean, that is also a loss. The loss of employment, the loss of a career, the loss of body function. I'm no longer being able to function as you did. Perhaps you lost a limb or the ability to use a limb or certain areas of your body are no longer functioning in the way that they did. Perhaps you don't look the way that you used to look because of an accident or something may have happened. All those things, they cause us to mourn. All those things cause us to mourn. And the body's reaction to the mourning, the body's reaction to the death of that thing is the same, because death always means separation. Death is always separation, whether it be death as in the death of the body, or whether it be the death of a marriage, it always means separation. And because of that separation, there's a ripping away, a ripping, a actual tearing, a rending of our hearts. So now our hearts are broken because of something that has taken place in our life. And there is a lot of mourning going on right now. There has been in the United States over 500,000 deaths due to this pandemic. And people are mourning. And every single person in the United States is affected by the things that are happening in our country and across the globe. We can't say we're not affected by them. Some are angry because of it. Some are depressed because of it. Some are isolating because of it. Some just don't know what to do because of it. Some are taking the opportunity to get close to God because of it. But blessed, the word says, blessed are they that mourn. It seems almost like an oxymoron that the Lord would say you're blessed because you're mourning. Amen. But let's take a look at what the word of God says. Amen. Because that state of mourning is because we are in a state of sin. We wouldn't have mourning if we were not, if we had not been cast into a state of sin from the very beginning, when Adam and Eve disobeyed, and then the edict of the Lord and ate of that forbidden tree. Amen. But Jesus came that we might have life. Glory to God. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. So he's showing us where we are blessed. Amen. When we are mourning, and it's because He is the comforter. He will bring comfort in the midst of the separation. He'll bring comfort in the midst of the grieving. He'll bring comfort in the midst of the lamenting. He will be comfort. He will be that comfort we need, because Jesus is the answer. He, no matter what we're going through. But today we're talking about mourning, and he's our source of the source of our comfort, the source of our peace. Let's look at the word. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That word blessed is makarios, and it means happy, well off, or fortunate. That phrase, are they that mourn, is the word, and these are Greek term. This is Greek terminology that these are translated from. And it's the word pentheo, and it's to lament, to grieve, or to wail. That phrase, shall be comforted, is the Greek word parakaleo, and it means to be called near. Excuse me. It means to be called near for consolation, to be invited, to actually be invited closer, to obtain strength, to be summoned. So the Spirit of God actually summons us. He invites us to come closer when we're in the midst of mourning. Glory to God. Please excuse me. Got a little tickle in my throat. Amen. Let's take a look at what the Word of God says. Amen. So that we might be comforted, so that we might understand what the will of the Lord is in the midst of our mourning. His will is that we be comforted in the midst of our mourning. His will is that. Glory to God. Psalm 34 and 18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Glory to God. Psalm 147 and 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Amen. We're giving glory to God. He is our comfort and our peace. Psalms 119 and 76 says, may your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise. Glory God. According to your promise to your servant. Amen. His unfailing love will comfort us. Hebrews 6 and 19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Amen. Psalm 33 and 22 says, let your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you in the midst of our mourning. Glory to God. Psalms 32, 7 and 8 says, you are my hiding place. Hallelujah. He is our hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. God says, he is our hiding place, and he will instruct us with his loving eyes on us in the midst of our mourning. He will lift us. Come on, let's continue in the word. Psalms 3 and 3 says, but thou, O Lord, come on now, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. That word shield in the Hebrew is magen, and it means protection, a armed defense. Glory to God. He is my defense. Glory to God. When my head is down, when I'm in the midst of lamenting, when I have been separated from something that I thought would be with me forever or for a long time, the Lord is there protecting me. He's an armed defense about me. And not only that, he's the lifter up of my head. Glory to God. That word lifter up in the Hebrew is room, and it means it's an active raising to bring up or to exalt. He literally lifts our head up out of the despair. Glory to God. He literally gives us comfort and peace. Glory to God. That word comfort, remember I told you, it's the word parakleo, and it means to be called, to be invited, or to be summoned. Glory to God. For strength, to be summoned, to be strengthened, to be summoned, to be consoled. So the Lord is actually near to us, calling us closer, as he is even close, getting close to us, because he lets us know in Psalm 34, amen, and 18, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those that are crushed in spirit. Amen. So don't despair, hallelujah, because blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Lord is your comfort. He is your peace, and he is inviting you closer in the midst of the separation, whether that is a separation through death, a separation of relationships. The Lord has invited you closer. Amen. He's summoning you into his presence. Amen. Let us receive the consolation of the Lord on today, because the Lord is our light and our salvation. He is the truth. He is the Lord God Almighty, and he is the salvation of our souls, the source of everything we have need of in this life. Glory to God. Amen. We honor him today, and we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him all of the praise. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.